practical web accessibility tips. Hello and welcome to WebX, episode 13. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, Thanksgiving Eve. So happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Pistons are whopping Denver. I'm going to the Pistons game Friday, so that's my excitement for the weekend. Anyhow, this episode is on frames and accessibility. And basically what I'm going to tell you is that I don't like frames. And although frames are accessible, if they're coded correctly, most people will tell you that they can be confusing to the user. And I don't mean, you know, just people using alternative user agents or whatever. I mean, frames are, I think, in general, just kind of goofy and old school and confusing. There's some good links on the WebX blog, webx.blogspot.com. And one of the articles say that frames can be accessible to users of screen magnification software, screen readers, and some handheld devices. Although, like I said before, it can be disorienting, and unless they have like a good expensive program and it's set up like really simple and the frames are coded really well, unless all that is done, then it's just not going to be, you know, a good argument to use frames. And even WebAIM, who I feel is the most humane, I guess you can say, accessibility experts, they say frames are not inaccessible to modern screen readers, but they can be disorienting. So, that's it for accessibility. There's plenty of other usability, good points and bad points, but mostly bad points. And as far as coding and programming, there's other issues why frames are just not a good idea. One of them being URL issues and linking issues. If there's a page inside of a frame set that you want to link to, or you know, send a link to your friend or something, you're not going to be able to do that because the URL you're going to give just goes to the frame set, and you can't get any further. So what you'll get is just the home page, and you'll have to write a bunch of directions on how to get to the page that you're looking for. And that's kind of similar to the bookmarking. I mean, if you bookmark a page inside a frame set, it's just going to bookmark the frame set. And once again, when you go there, you know, it'll just go to the default or home page or whatever of that site. Another issue with frames is printing. And I mean, browsers do a little bit better with this nowadays, but not, you know, there's still an issue there. And I'm sure you can guess what that is. If you hit print, I mean, what's your browser going to print? Is it going to print the whole page? Is it going to print just the navigation frame? Is it going to print what's in the main content frame? So it's kind of goofy, and a lot of users just don't know. You know, you got to click in that frame or select the frame that you want to print and then do Control-P or etc. So it's just a big hassle. Which leads to a similar issue with sizing problems. Unless you really know what you're doing, it's kind of goofy to, when you resize the browser, you know, how the frames handle it. So, I mean, you could set it to pixels or percentage, but it's just difficult to make it look decent. Search engines. Another reason frames are bad is search engines just, plainly speaking, have trouble with frames, and when they come across frames, you know, they don't go inside the frames and look for your content and your nicely semantically coded pages. So, you know, I'm not going to get into the big details, but if you go to the Jacob Nielsen link, frames suck most of the time. you'll see some information about that and another good link about that. Let's see. So, I would say, from all these reasons that I've just stated, that frames are just a bad, old-school, not very friendly method of programming pages. And I've had to work with a few people in the past that used frames and kind of screwed things up that I had to fix. So that's another reason why frames leave a bad taste in my mouth. So it's, before you use a frame set for a page, think about, you know, do you have to use them and some other alternatives. Try, if you have server-side scripting available, you know, try to use some include files for your navigation or footer or header. And that's one way to avoid frames. Or if you're using Dreamweaver or a similar program, you know, try using templates for your pages, and you could insert your menu and other things that way. Or in Dreamweaver, you could even use library items. Okay, so if you must use frames, let's see. It's pretty simple to do. I mean, the main idea really is that the most important thing is that for each frame, you add a title attribute in your frame tag, in your frame set page. So besides a name, you want to put a title and describe, you know, precisely, and not too long, but what the frame, the content of that frame holds. And you should also use a frame's DTD, document type definition, at the top of your frame set, and there's also one for XHTML. Yeah, I guess XHTML, one of the first things I learned is there's three DTDs. There's the frame set, and there's the transitional, and the strict. And if you must use frames, you should probably have a good no frames tag in your code, in the frame set code. So if the user agent cannot use frames, that it provides an alternative page, like maybe just a hard coded menu to all the pages or sections of your website. And I have some sample code on the WebEx site. So, again, check it out and leave some comments, or call the phone number listed on the site and leave some comments, and I'll put them in the next podcast. Okay, so that's it for frames and accessibility. Again, have a happy Thanksgiving, and I will see you next time. Visit WebEx at webex.blogspot.com. That's webaxe.blogspot.com. Grab your RSS and Atom feed here. You can also leave a comment or send Dennis an email. The email address is webax@odmag.com. So that's webaxe@odmag.com.